Who made the call? Who gave you the news?
I talked to Coach, and my uncle was on there as well. So, got to talk to a couple people, but some great news.
Stephen, we talked to you at the Combine. You made no bones about the fact that you'd love for this to happen. Did you really think that it was going to happen? Was it something that you really thought was going to transpire?
I thought that if I was around, at 48, that it was very likely. But were some other teams interested before that could have happened, but they didn't. And I'm thrilled to be a Raider. I'm so glad I was still around for their pick.
It's such a perfect fit for you. In a way, did you try to prepare yourself for the possibility that you would not be coming here?
I prepared myself for anything. I took the attitude that, I would have been excited to go wherever, but can't help but be a little bit more excited, being a Raider and getting to play for my uncle.
What was the reaction of your family and your father and everybody at home?
Oh, everyone's thrilled. Everyone's thrilled. My dad obviously knows I'm in good hands, playing for Steve, and we grew up Raider fans, grew up cheering for Steve, so it just feels right.
What's it going to be like playing for your uncle?
Oh, he's not going to go easy on me, that's for sure, but I'm glad because he knows what it took. He knows what it takes to be a great offensive lineman in the NFL, and he's going to do everything in his power to make sure I become a great one, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Stephen, you played.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you played both center and guard at college, and today Hugh made no bones about it that you're a center here now. How comfortable are you with that?
Oh, I'm comfortable at center. I mean, I had a whole year there, and I felt good playing the position. I moved back to guard for this year, because our team needed that. But I feel good at center. I've been working on it a lot lately too, and I'm not too rusty. I think I'll be fine there.
How much contact did the Raiders have with you? I mean, aside from the contact you would have had with your uncle Steve otherwise.
Talked to him at the Combine interview and, had some extra contact, because my uncle is the O-line coach. But, they were definitely in contact with me, and I knew they were interested.
How frequently did you get to see your uncle play for the Raiders when you were a kid?
I saw him at least once a year, sometimes more like twice. Anytime he'd come out to the East Coast, we were out here on the East Coast, so Raiders didn't come out here too often, but every time they did, we were there. I was wearing my Wisniewski jersey, and I guess now I get to wear a Wisniewski jersey, but it'll be mine.
We want you to know that the Raider Nation named a section of the end zone after your uncle, the Wisdome. Do you think you can bring that back?
I remember it. Yeah. I remember the Wisdome. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Do you think you can bring that back, and will there be a zone named after you as well?
Well, I don't think that's up to me. I think that's up to the fans. But I'd certainly be excited if there was one.
Stephen, Hugh made it a point to say, look, we're happy that this is Steve's nephew, and we think a lot of his game, and we think their games are similar, but this isn't about Steve. It's about you and your ability. Is there anything daunting at all about playing here because he's here, because that legacy is here?
Oh, you know what? That's exactly the kind of situation I faced when I came to Penn State, is I was, coming into a place where my father and uncle had left quite a legacy, and, there are certain expectations behind that. And to be honest, I like that. I kind of looked at that as a bar that was set high, and I made it my goal to try and exceed those expectations and try and be better than they were at Penn State. And that's the goal that I'm going to set here with the Raiders. I'm going to try to be better than my uncle. That's a really high goal. I realize it's tough, but I'm going to set my goal high, and we'll see how close I can get to reaching it.
Stephen, it looks like your dad's old number might be available when you get on the team. Have you thought about maybe taking the number 76?
Oh, I don't think I could take that one. No. That's his number. I'll find my own.
Stephen, could you provide a sort of a self-evaluation with your assets and your liabilities, your pluses, minuses, and what kind of player you are?
I don't like to talk about myself too much, but I think I'm a guy that plays with real good technique and is pretty athletic and plays with a lot of toughness and physicality, and I think that's what the Raiders are looking for an offensive line that's going to be physical, is going to bring it to the defense every game, and that's the kind of attitude I intend to bring.
Stephen, your uncle was known for playing with a real mean streak. Some even accused him of stepping over the line sometimes. Do you share that trait?
I do. I do, and I think I learned that from him. He always stressed that that's something that was important to me, but I think that's something I need to develop more of, and who better to teach it to me than him as my O-line coach.